This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, March the 18th on the radio and in your ear and in your head is the DJV program or DJVJ program. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. Mac Kirshner is here. And Victoria is still recuperating from her operation. So we've got a lot of things in play here, including the Russians. They're at it again. The Russian government has recalled its ambassador back to Moscow for quote-unquote consultations. I love that. Joe Biden has angered Bad Vlad, calling him a killer who would pay a price for meddling in our elections. So here is this, the first major diplomatic crisis, ladies, for Joe Biden.
It's one. There's a story that he told just this week that said he met Vladimir Putin and he looked in his eyes and said, "You've got no soul," or I'm paraphrasing here. And so then he says that Vladimir Putin says, "Good, we agree with each other." Now, people are questioning whether or not that happened. That was really the exchange, the tense exchange. But because he's been out there talking about Russian meddling and interference and calling him a killer, now they're saying, yeah, we're going to see if we're going back into like Cold War status again. There's that conversation. He's got a diplomatic crisis with China right now. That's a meeting that's happening today. There's some tension there. It'll be interesting to see what kind of line Biden takes.
Tension. There's
and
plenty
then
of tension.
I think you have to say the border is also a problem that has definitely some foreign policy elements to it.
Right. Well, there's foreign policy wrapped up in all this stuff. Meanwhile, speaking of Trump, why are you chuckling? Because of Mac? Mac is there. He's cute. Good. The thing is, Jay's normally here. We all have our home studios, and Jay's husband's not feeling well. He would normally, Mac is what, 8 months old now, Jay? How old
is
Mac?
9 months today.
9 months. Oh, happy birthday. Cool. And he's a really adorable little kid. And, you know, children at that age, time to fuss. All right. So let's see how much fussing we can do over Trump's taxes. The tax returns are in the Manhattan DA's office. So what's he going to do with them? Apparently, they've hired a mob buster as a lawyer to investigate Trump. And they've sent out a lot of subpoenas. Key witnesses are meeting with them. So what are we going to get out of all of this? At the end of the day, how much money are we going to spend? And what's going to be the outcome of Trump being examined by the district attorney there and all these other people? I guess you probably have more of a handle on it than I do, because when I see these things, I just think more wasted time, more wasted money. What are you going to get for it at the end of the day?
The Southern District of New York has been targeting Trump before he was president, and they still have it out for him now. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's done a lot of things that are questionable. I think a lot of people understand that.
Like what? I mean, that's what, if people say this, and he's
not paying subcontractors.
They learn this from the news media. They learn this from people who blatantly we know that he lies, that the news media lies when it comes to Trump. I mean, the fact that they said.
I don't disagree with that. But it is proven that Trump's organization has, over the years, stiffed a lot of small businessmen who are contractors that work on the facilities.
Is that what the Southern District of New York is looking into?
I don't know that. No, probably not.
No, they're looking into his tax returns to see if
he's not perfect. But what are we going to have at the end of the day? What are we going to have to show for this?
No one is saying ever that Trump is perfect. My gosh, who on the planet? I don't even think Trump would say he was perfect unless he did it in jest. I mean, come on. But the truth is that everything you read in the news media right now, when it mentions, you know what, with anything, even if it mentions the word Trump, and I think anything now is fair game to question, the fact that the Washington Post this week had to issue a correction when they made up a story about Trump. We talked about it here. I remember defending Trump then when people were saying that he was going after the Georgia Secretary of State and that he was going to threaten him because he wanted him to find the votes, and what a dirty crook, he's going to make him find the votes and blah, blah, blah. That was lies. Those were lies that were printed in the Washington Post with no sources. And then 3 months later, the Washington Post goes, oh, yeah, we listened to the tape again. We made a mistake. That was incorrect how we... No! How... I mean, it's really hard these days.
It's not funny because people believe
the headlines that they read, and then they move on. And 3 months later, when you offer a correction, it doesn't matter.
But it's
people
so distorted
it.
On all sides. I was noticing that Mitch McConnell was talking about sending FEMA. Why are they sending FEMA down to the border? Is it that much of an emergency? The FEMA people are supposed to deal with weather-related problems,
well,
aren't they?
They're supposed to deal with disasters. And so,
this is a disaster?
Well, that's what the question
was. Has the makings
was.
Of it.
They won't even call it a crisis. They're only calling it a challenge in the Biden administration.
Right,
so people are saying, well, if FEMA's there, is it a disaster? And they will say, well, we don't want to label things. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to put words on it. We just want to fix the problem. Okay, and then you're also not being very transparent when people want to go to the border. The news media wants to go see what's happening there. They're not being allowed inside.
Wait a minute. Hold the presses. Stop the presses. Nancy Pelosi says the reason for the problem is COVID. That's why the border situation is complicated.
She said it was Trump on Sunday. She said it was Trump left
really?
A broken
well, tomorrow will be something else.
You know, I just think if we're going to hold people accountable, and I know we're all hypocritical, but can you imagine if 2 years ago when the migrant surge was coming to Trump, if they had said words don't matter, labels don't matter, and we're not going to let you see what's going on, what would be the reaction?
Sticks and stones.
Yeah,
there's no media allowed, no news media coverage now. You won't know what's going on. What's the latest? Remember yesterday we were talking about the firecracker blow up fireworks. Over in Ontario, the neighborhood was flattened, or at least a number of houses were flattened. They find out who was what. Was there anything there?
They identified the victims. They had commercial-grade fireworks that they were keeping, and they were not keeping them right, and the neighborhood basically blew up. So the neighborhood, still 3 days or 2 days later, is still evacuated. It's not safe for people to come back into their homes yet. They finally identified the two men who disappeared after this, but... It's crazy to me that people think that they can just keep, like, commercial fireworks just hanging out in their garage. not a good idea.
Any kind of fireworks. I mean, it was really commercial grade or not. It's still it's just an explosion waiting to happen. That's what it is,
basically.
Yeah. All right, speaking of explosions, what about the Atlanta shootings? The situation with the suspect there who apparently has a sex addiction. How'd they figure that out? Where'd that come from?
He told him that. And some were saying, well, he just said that because he's trying to avoid federal hate crime charges. But now there's some backup to prove that he's been in sex rehab before. He is chronically plagued with this issue, apparently, and decided that this was it.
At 21?
The people that were tempting him. He comes from a very religious family. His family, I think his dad is a Baptist pastor, I think. And he said he felt a lot of guilt because of this addiction, and he was a man who was torn. But that does not give him the right to go in with guns and shoot people in massage parlors. So
nope, he needs to spend the rest of his life in prison, or perhaps...
They have a death penalty.
Yeah, right. That, you know, takes care of that, even though I don't like the death penalty. This is pretty obvious. There's a question about whether the person has really committed the crime or not, but in this case, no question about what has happened with this guy. All right, so let's... I had a couple of other things here. The situation with the leadership in both the House and the Senate. Who's deciding? McCarthy seems to be a lot more visible than he used to be. And then what's his relationship like really with Nancy Pelosi? And on the other side in the Senate, what's McConnell's relationship like with Chuck Schumer? I mean, really?
I mean, just from, this is just my gut instinct. I don't know. But I think McConnell and Schumer, as strained as their relationship is probably better and more cordial than Pelosi and McCarthy. I don't think that the two of them really talk unless they have to. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of camaraderie with them. And with McConnell and Schumer, sometimes they have to sit there and talk it out. And the Senate's known as being a more cordial body, if that even exists. So I would think that their relationship's probably a little better.
All right, while we're in California, the story of a man who died while he was trying to steal a catalytic converter from a car. He jacked it up, and the car, he's getting the catalytic converter is worth a lot of money, and they usually can, you can cut them out of the muffler or the exhaust system pretty quickly. In this case, the guy was trying to steal the converter. He got under the car, jacked it up, the jack fell off, and killed him. So he got what he deserved.
This is a crime ring in California. Mm-hmm. People are losing their catalytic converters all the time. Actually, one of my my co-hosts on the Jen and Don show, you know him, my friend Don, he had his stolen right from his yard, and he lives in a nice neighborhood. People just walk up if they have access to your car and rip them out because they're worth so much money. And in the Inland Empire, they just cracked a ring that had 600 catalytic converters. When the police got there, that doesn't even count all the stuff that was sold beforehand.
Unga bunga. 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Time for me to snort up.
Be careful.
As I say that. There I am putting my clear in my nose, my nostril, and spreading it around. Take a, that's what you do a couple of times, and it cleans out the stuff. You've used the Navage in the morning and at night to clean out all the crusty, rusty stuff that has gotten there through the night. Now you have the opportunity to take this clear. It's spelled X-L-E-A-R, but it's pronounced clear, C-L-E-A-R. It blocks bacteria like strep and staph and viruses, moisturizes your nose, your sinuses, cleanses them. If you use it two or three times a day like I do, put it in your pocket, take it with you, take that little, like I just did, a little demonstration. It's that quick and very easy. Moisturizes and cleans. That's what's important. Get the outside stuff out of your nose so it doesn't go inside you. Clear also available in spray that's good for children. 80% of primary care visits are for upper respiratory issues. This is so quick. It's so easy. It's so much. It's, I wouldn't say it was fun, but it's kind of fun. People look at you. What are you doing? What are you putting up your nose? Well, a little plastic bottle with a dispenser on the top. Call Clear. That's what I'm putting in my nose. What are you putting in yours to protect your health and well-being? Also, the folks at Clear want you to know there's a petition on their website, clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, that is encouraging the CDC to approve the use of sprays to combat all the things that we're trying to combat in our lives these days, keep our noses clean. So if you'd like to help them get CDC approval, lend your voice to the effort by signing the petition at xlear.com, clear.com, green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on that, sign up, and you're all set. You're helping the situation. You're helping all of us, including you and your family. Clear.com, xlear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All the stuff that's worth hearing is here on the DJV. That's kind of like a play on the old New York Times. All the stuff that's, what do they call it? All the news that's fit to print. Well, this is all the conversations worth hearing. And we're into the trending section of this hour with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, 23 past. In a moment, an update, because Brittany is trending all over the place. I'll have Jay give you an update on the conservatorship case after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member of SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, now we have the focus on Brittany. This is like a saga that's 2 decades old, isn't it? Been going on for 20-some-odd years, the whole thing about whether she's stable enough to raise her children, and there's this huge hashtag Free Brittany crowd. So what's the latest here?
Well, the latest is she just had another hearing. This one was about, it was a matter of whether or not she could recoup hundreds of thousands of dollars for her conservatorship. Back when the estate, her dad paid like $308,000 to a business managing group. And this was happening when she was, you know, doing her Vegas residency,
right.
And then she took a hiatus. But during that hiatus, the management group was like, hey, we should be getting more money, and her dad just paid it. So she's trying to recoup that, and she has to go through her conservatorship to do so.
Right.
But nothing ended up happening. The judge said, hey, we're going to do this another day. The entire hearing lasted 20 minutes max. But why this is such huge news is there were so many people, so many of the hashtag Free Britney supporters that showed up for her
but
with megaphones
the courthouse,
and signs.
Really?
Yeah, outside the courthouse. Wow. And the thing is, nobody knows why there were just so many numbers this time, but this is the second hearing after her documentary debuted. So the first hearing, there were some supporters, but it was just maybe a handful, not very many. This one, right. A lot of people showed up.
So she's back on the radar with a lot of people that may or may not have thought much about her without her having some other reason to be in front of the public. So there you go. It's all about
publicity. I think a lot of her followers, yeah, have been pretty much on this, but then the documentary really examined, and I think a lot of people, and myself included, I made fun of her back during that time in, what was it, 07? And I think a lot of people
were
just realizing how much she was actually going through.
Yeah, I always thought she lived down the street from me for a while in a high rise in Santa Monica, like a couple of blocks from where my house was, and there was a lot of attention given to her. And I mean, this is 21 years ago when she's first getting started. And it was like, okay, this is sick. Why do you pay that much attention to a young kid? And in those circumstances, with all the attention, the accolades and things, you know, the attention that's been paid to Cardi B, what happened to the Grammys, you know, that kind of stuff, it's all out of proportion, or at least it seems that way to me, Jay. Is it, or is it just me?
I can see where you're coming from. I can definitely see where you're coming from. I mean, I do think that whenever a child, when Britney was a child, when she became famous, gets that level of fame so fast.
Right, at that age.
Yeah. How do you overcome something like that? Like, you think of a bunch of Disney stars who, you know, they overcame a lot of that stuff. Well, now they're coming out and saying, no, I fell victim to all of this, too. I just wasn't in the public eye as much.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of kids in the Mickey Mouse Club when I was a kid, that when they grew older, they got into all kinds of trouble with drugs and that sort of thing, antisocial behavior. 28
yeah,
after
that the mask the abuse.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looks like we're getting an extra month to prepare for our 2020 taxes. Individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th, 2021. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. A Staten Island nursing home administrator said in a recent report that he and executives at other facilities were petrified by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's infamous March 2020 order that COVID-positive patients be placed in long-term care facilities rather than hospitals. However, Michael Kaus says his concerns were shot down by state officials. President Biden's climate czar John Kerry was videotaped maskless on a plane despite requirements that passengers wear face coverings, sparking an investigation from American Airlines. Kerry was seen reading a book on a flight from Boston to Washington on March 17th, ignoring the mask mandate put on you and me. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As President Biden goes about the country selling the partisan $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package to Americans, most are happy for the financial relief. The financial implications put on you and your family could last one, maybe two generations. With more on the Democrats' massive spending bill, Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes.
The Treasury Department started sending out money this week. Golfing champ Tiger Woods has returned to Jupiter, Florida. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Tiger Woods is out of the hospital, the golf legend announcing on Twitter that he's back at home in Florida and will continue his recovery there. Woods had been in the hospitals ever since his rollover car accident last month near Los Angeles. The crash left him with multiple leg injuries, but Tiger says he'll work on getting stronger every day and thanked everyone at the hospital for their help.
Tiger's car struck the center island, rolled over several times, then plunged off the road and down an embankment. Local authorities where the crash happened in SoCal say no charges will be filed in the accident. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's the circle of conversation that continues here, Thursday, the 18th of March. Are you ready for the beginning of spring this weekend? Woohoo! And with that comes a lot of growing. People starting to plant things, depending on where you are. Jay Kirshner is down in Nashville. So your average temperature, is it getting up into the 70s so that everything's drying out? The farmers start planting.
Nothing's drying out. It is definitely wet, but we just had some severe weather yesterday and then in the overnight. But it is pretty much been like 60. It'll peak up at 70 and then it'll drop down a little bit. We're at that weird time where you just have to dress in layers because it'll get really hot and then it'll get really chilly again.
So do you go out and observe? Are you watching? You have a lot of farm. Tennessee is a great farm state. So do you actually drive around and see? Do you pay attention to what's going on in some of the farms in the area?
Not recently. My last job, I did work out kind of in like a rural area, so I did get to have a really nice drive through that, smell tobacco barns, and even though I don't like tobacco, but that smell is just so beautiful, especially in the fall. But I really like that. And then seeing the farms, the family-owned farms that set up at the end of their driveways, the like, not kiosks, but those booths where you can get, like, fresh corn or fresh watermelon, always seeing those. But I live in Nashville proper now, so there's not too many farms around here. However, my neighbors that live behind us just got some chickens and ducks. So we've been enjoying some fresh eggs and just seeing the animals.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Today, among other things, is Forgive Mom and Dad Day. So those
Oh, why? What'd they do?
I guess they... Well, a lot of children blame their parents for being who they are or what they are. And there's a certain amount of truth to that because you are what your environment is. You're going to grow up being whatever you're exposed to one way or another. And if your parents are dogmatic or if they have strong beliefs that may or may not conflict with yours as you're growing up, you're still influenced by that. And there are other things that your mother, you know, you have, I believe that we choose our parents. When we come in, I believe in reincarnation. I believe that we, we choose the day that we're going to come in on our parents, the whole deal. Because I think there is, as we recur, as life repeats itself, we have lessons to learn. And sometimes what we have to deal with in terms of our parents is an important part of whatever the lessons are in our lives as they continue. And people say, well, what's the point? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can have that argument. It lasts for 3 years. What is the point of being here? Why are you alive? Why are you living? What are you supposed to do with your life? And I think, I believe that life is service. It's help. It's being, making yourself and others better than might have been the case had you not been thinking about what life is about, in fact. And sometimes parents get off. I think we all have had experiences with our parents where we wish they hadn't done some of the things that they did, or they hadn't instilled some of the thoughts in us that they did. But, you know, in the main, your parents are there to give you life and to give you, I guess, a certain amount of hope, if that's what, you know, you're given exposure to ideas, and what do you do with them? And
so if your mother and father,
you know, I've had to do that with my life. My mother and father were both far from perfect, and it affected me in the sense that I just basically didn't want to live with them or be around them, so I disappeared to the farms and learned about cows, and that's what saved my life. Was my mother a bad person? No, not at all. She was confused, lonely, sad, and I mistook that for other things as a youngster. And as I got older and realized what she had to live with my father, it was, you know, I understood why she was the way she was. But I didn't like it when she was, I didn't like it when I was a kid. The same with my father. My father's a good man, a basic guy, was an orphan, didn't have a clue about much of anything. And, you know, proceeded to live his life the way he thought he needed to. And, you know, he paid some attention to us, but not much, to my sisters and me. And, you know, it was fine because I had a place to go. And my older sister did, too. My younger sister kind of got, you know, she got the short end of the stick in many respects. But that's the way it is. So you want to forgive your mother and father? It's easy to do. We should all forgive people who have trespassed, if you will, or transgressed. I think that it's not just mother and father stuff.
Yeah,
people who've
everyone.
Had a tough time, right?
Yeah. Everyone. Have you heard that there's a quote that choosing not to forgive somebody is like eating rat poison and expecting the rat to die?
Yeah.
And it's so true. When we choose not to forgive people, it's doing more to us than
of
the person choosing
it is.
Not to forgive.
Right, exactly. That's it. Think about yourself in that way. The anger that stirs in... I remember, I'll never forget, the call that I had on the air one day, a long time ago, probably 30 years ago. His name was Jerry. And I remember we kept the call for a long time, and we would play it every once in a while as a promo. And on the label on the tape said, Jerry the Jerk Caller. And this guy, he was angry at me for everything. The fact that I was breathing angered him. And he'd get so hot and yell and scream. And after he was done, I would say, okay, you feel better now? Hey, man, then he'd go off. And I said, you know, you're angry at me. I'm not hurt at all by this. You're hurting yourself. Blood pressure, whatever's going on in your body because you're so angry at me. I don't care whether you're angry at me or not. It doesn't affect me. Well, and I laughed at him, and it made him even more angry. Anyway.
Whenever that reaction kind of has that additional reaction.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so today also is National Farm Rescuer Day, dedicated on the third Thursday of March to those who support farmers. The farmer that is in your, in the people in my world, my farm world, one of my great friends has MS, and he's been farming all of his life, and this illness is slowing him down. So we all get together and help him when we can. I certainly do, and others as well. I suppose that's part of being a farm rescuer. Certainly where you are in the heartland, Jay, the time of year, as I was just alluding to, seeds are being planted down there. Hay needs to be baled during the season. Crops need to be harvested. And there are men and women who work to help feed us. And sometimes when things take a turn for the worse, there's a little need among, and this is pretty much on the farm community itself. Farm Rescue was founded in 2005. Volunteers have assisted 800 or 900 farmers around the country. So the idea is to encourage you to join a community. Know what's going on in the agricultural community, what's happening on farms in your area. Lend a hand if it's needed. You know, there'll be a lot of farmers where you are because of the tornadoes and the bad weather that you have, Jay, that will need some extra help. And there's not a lot of extra money around, frankly, in the farming community. So this is a good... We're not talking about the big agribusinesses at all. We're talking about small farmers who are the focus of my program that I do every week, the American Family Farmer Show. You can listen to that on the podcast if you want. It's on the air three times a week in various time zones during the week and on the weekend. And you can also get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And you'll hear me talk a lot about Monsanto and Bayer and these people that need to be held accountable for what they're doing. As a matter of fact, this is something that will affect the price of food this year. Bayer, probably the biggest seed manufacturer in the world, through the fact that Monsanto has bought up, and they own Monsanto, bought up all of these various seed producers so that they want to be the Goliath, and they are. So they've been driving prices up for farmers, not only because of the seeds they're producing and the genetics that they're putting into it, but they're also, you know, sort of bundling it with the chemicals, the agrochemicals. And I don't want to get too deeply in the weeds here, but what I'm suggesting is that because I think Bayer is of no value whatsoever, a lot of farmers think, oh, this is great. I can grow more and sell more and make more money. But what are you doing to the soil? What are you doing to the quality of the food? You know, it's horrible. But they're pushing farmers, they're luring them in by offering to not charge you for the seeds until after you see what's produced. And so everybody's going to try this. Okay, I don't have to pay for my seeds? Well, but these kind of incentives, what do they do to at the end of the day when the farmers are on all of these seeds and they have to pay exorbitant prices for them because they've agreed to not pay at the beginning? So, Hello, you're always going to have to pay. You're not going
to... That's horrible. How is this even legal? It sounds like a monopoly on seeds.
It is. That's exactly what they've done. They've created a monopoly. And that'll affect the cost for all people buying things. Unless you go to the family farmer. Most of the family farmers I know do not use Monsanto products, Bayer products. They use other things that are more natural and more... They're not geared to what the big ag businesses are, what the government has allowed and the big businesses have allowed. You know, again, we're back to who's paying, who's influencing the all the farmers who don't have a chance to say what they're thinking because somebody in Washington has decided for them because they have been promoted. They go to the K Street lawyers and the lobbyists, and they're all working for these big companies, and they give lots to their campaigns, and so that's why they vote the way they vote. Certainly isn't helping the small family farmer under any circumstance. The other thing that's a focus this year, last year the CSAs, do you know what a CSA is, Jay?
No, what is that?
It's community supported agriculture. It's when people sign up for a whole year. The food, let's say in some, it's mostly like $700 a year or a season. You can get a bag full of whatever is big, whatever is growing on the farm that week. So it would start probably late May and go through late October in most places. And you have shares, and the farmers bag up whatever it is that, whether it's squash 1 week, corn a week, lettuce, whatever the stuff is, and you have a full share of that through the course of the year. And they did very well with those last year because the people rediscovered the farm. So whether they're going to still do that, all indications are that a lot of the people who found how great it was to go to the farms and see the farmers through the pandemic and get the quality food that they were getting, it was like kind of an accident in a manner of speaking, because when there was no grocery, on the store shelves, no groceries, people say, okay, where do I get my food? And they began discovering the local farms again. And with that came an increase in the interest in CSAs. And so now demand isn't going down. As a matter of fact, most of the farmers that I know around here say they're selling out faster. There's more demand this year than there was last year. And that can only be good. This is sort of a partnership between the farm and the community. And bring your children to the farm so they can see what's growing and how it grows. It's really actually great. Most of the CSAs are different for sure. Most people pay at the beginning of the season. Some pay each week, whatever it is. But this is something that was established quite a long time ago. I remember it first being used here in our neighborhood probably 19, 20 years ago. And then there's the business about growing food and then selling food. The guy who owns the grocery store in rural America, that's a pretty tough road to hoe because people are going to the farm. That's not, but it's just another way of looking. I'm trying to give you ideas about how to go about planning for food for you and your family. That's one of the things.
And farmers markets.
Yeah, farmers markets are great. Oh, yeah. Highly anticipated again this year. So let's just hope that it all goes well on the farm. Because it is such a focus of my life, I find that people, when they listen to programs like this, they want to know what the people on the air are all about. People want to know about you. They know about the baby now. They want to know about where you are. You tell us stories about Nashville, your experiences there. That's how they get to know you. With me, over the years, it's been the farm. People have all, whenever we've done any research, people have always responded that what they like most about me is me talking about the farm and the animals and what goes on the farm and my experiences on the farm. And so that's a good thing. We got to keep it real. And speaking of that, it's 48 after the hour. What's real about what's in your nose? It is your first line of defense against virtually everything. This is an all natural. The fact that Navage has come out with this portable product that's drug and chemical free. The batteries are included. He's getting kicked. People seem to be more interested in that because there's nothing worse than having to go. You're putting something together and there's no batteries. You say, dang it, I need to go to the store and get some batteries for this. Well, they're included in the Navage when you get it. Go online to Navage.com. You'll see the information, the background, what's in the pod. As far as the rinsing, the saline solution that rinses your nose in the morning when you use it after you wash your face and brush your teeth, clean your nose with the Navage system. Very good to protect you from all the obvious things in the air. Checked out by the Food and Drug Administration. They like it too. Fast free shipping when you order it online at Navage.com. So keep your nose clean. Navage, Navage.com, if you please. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Chuck Curry is here. This is Movie Moments on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Chucker and Jay. We'll check out what's going on, who's doing what to whom. Some good movies look like they're coming out as things begin to open up again. We'll find out more about that right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
That sounds like a theme from a big movie, and I guess it is, right? The Justice League movies. How many of those have there been, Chucker?
Oh, well, I'm going to talk about that in a second because it's a long-winded explanation.
Oh, all right. Well,
you want to hear?
So,
well, today, here's what's very interesting. There was the sequel to Batman vs. Superman was released 2 summers ago. It was called Justice League. And Zack Snyder was the original director who directed Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman. He filmed a ton of footage, and he had a death in his family, and Warner Brothers hired Joss Whedon, who directed the Avengers movie, to reshoot the Justice League. So he had his own vision, reshot the film with the same exact cast, which is, features the characters of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Superman, and so they release it. It comes out to mediocre reviews and mediocre box office. So fans started to clamor on the internet that they want to see the cut by this other director, Zack Snyder. So it took about 2 years, and then he said, okay, I worked out a deal with HBO Max. I'm going to release my cut, and today is the day. A lot of buzz, a lot of hype. Actually, there's some really good reviews. Variety gave it a rave. But here's the thing. The original cut by Joss Whedon was 2 hours. This cut, Doug, is four hours and two minutes. And it hits HBO Max today. I think it's going to get him some decent subscribership and create a lot of buzz for this movie, especially the director, Zack Snyder. Now, I was contemplating in my mind's eye, has this type of thing done before? And it has. In 1989, James Cameron released, I think, like a 2-hour and 20-minute version of The Abyss with Ed Harris, and then recut the film, added like 40 minutes of extra footage that he originally intended, that the studio wanted to shave for the running time, re-release The Abyss with a whole new third act, and it is a much better film. It's a much better film. Ridley Scott added 40 minutes to his Kingdom of Heaven movie, which made it a better film.
You're always talking about how it's interesting hearing that from you, because you're always talking or frequently talking about how movies are too long. I'd like to see if a movie's good. I don't care how long it lasts, because I want more.
The only thing is, I don't think they could release a 4-hour and 2-minute cut in movie theaters. It's a little bit too long for most mainstream moviegoers. But I just want to preface, I'd say one more thing. They did this in the 70s also to a bad effect, when Earthquake from 74 and 2 Minute Warning, that was with Charlton Heston, also played on TV, NBC. The network had the producers film like an extra half hour, 40 minutes of footage and tack it into the movie to pad the running time. That hurt those two movies on TV. It made them a lot worse.
They used to want to have it in prime time. All the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, would run primetime movies on Friday nights. And they needed to fill a 3-hour block. They'd run them from 8 until 11, and that's why they added in this extra footage. So that makes
sense. If it's a director's vision, I like the idea. If it's a network decision, not a good idea. So there's been a split reaction to this type of thing. But I must say, I am very much interested in watching Justice League sometime today.
Well, there you go, Chucker. Have a good day watching that and spend some time with people.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.